Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall as we talk about cool in just a moment.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
On Monday of this week, the World Trade Organization announced the retaliation number that will be allowed for Canada and Mexico to use in moving forward in tariffs imposed against the United States, goods and services that result from the country of origin labeling rule that's been ruled non-compliant by WTO. Our cool rule, our country of origin labeling rule on fresh meat for beef and pork, ruled out of bounds by the WTO. It's a process that's been going on for the last several years. This is really the culmination. The final confirmation of that number will come next Friday, December 18th, according to Canadian officials. And according to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the opportunity to basically avoid the retaliation of the $1 billion annually between the two countries comes this week. He has that this number that WTO has come up with about what they were expecting.
They looked at all of the economic data that was submitted by Canada, Mexico, and the United States to truly understand what the economic damage would be. We were always confident that this would be a number in excess of $1 billion, and sure enough, that's exactly where it landed. Now, any member of Congress who looks at this is going to have a hard time going back to their district or their state and defending why $1 billion worth of retaliatory tariffs from two of our top trading partners is something that they can support. And I think that is a very key message here as we look at trying to get the U.S. Senate in particular to act to repeal COOL and join what the House has already done in order to prevent this retaliation, because that's one thing everybody needs to keep in mind. Retaliation can still be prevented if the Senate acts to repeal COOL, but they have to act this week.
And acting this week means that it would have to be included in the omnibus budget bill that has a deadline of this coming Friday. The only vehicle, and talking with Colin Woodall, the only vehicle that's out there for the remainder of 2015 and the early days of 2016 is this omnibus budget bill. If we don't get it attached to that particular measure by the U.S. Senate, then there's very little chance that we will see any sort of repeal of COOL anytime soon. Most certainly retaliation will go into effect. So, time is of the essence.
Canada and Mexico have both made it very clear that the only way that they will drop this case and not retaliate is if the United States completely repeals this program. The House voted back in June by a vote of 300 to do that. We now need the Senate to take that exact same action. But again, time is critical because we only have about a window of 10 days here to get this done. So the Senate needs to vote to repeal COOL this week.
It's interesting that the one senator who's had as much to do with the holding up this whole process since June regarding the Senate voting on repeal of COOL, much as the House already has done, is Debbie Stabenow, the former chair lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, now the ranking minority member. She has said that she doesn't want just a flat-out repeal, but she wants a repeal of mandatory COOL, but in its stead, coupled with that, a voluntary program, something that the Canadians and the Mexicans have said basically that doesn't work. We're going to go ahead and move forward with retaliation if you do that. Ms. Stabenow has had no comment up to now regarding this WTO ruling. And according to talking with Colin Woodall, he says they've not heard anything from her. He says at this point they're spending their time with both the leadership of the House and the Senate, urging them that this is real. This $1 billion is going to have to be dealt with and be dealt with very, very quickly in order to avoid this retaliation. Looking back to where we all started this thing, he says it's interesting to note that what has ended up happening was what was talked about way back in 2008.
I look back at the debate that happened during formulation of the 2008 Farm Bill, and at that point in time, NCBA predicted to the then chairman of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson, that this action would ultimately result in a WTO case and retaliation. And here we are, almost a decade later, and seeing this happen. Now, the good news is that I think it has finally gotten enough members of Congress to step up and realize that there is nothing else that can be done to defend COOL, that it is truly a failed experiment, and in order to preserve the relationship between the three countries, we have to get rid of it. So we are optimistic that the Senate can take that action. We just need to spur them to do it as quickly as possible.
Lead lobbyist in our nation's capital for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.